First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. Two of the favorite pipe dreams of environmental industrialists and industrialist environmentalists, folks we know here as oxymorons, are on display in Europe this week as what they really are, not pipe dreams, but pipe bombs. The European Union's embrace of the financial shell game called cap and trade, promoted as a way to reduce carbon pollution without anyone spending or doing anything but make more money, is being declared a bust. And Spain's embrace of industrial renewable energy has blown up right in their loving arms. Cap and trade is a theory that has many of the same attributes of credit default swaps, the idea that you can get really cheap insurance from companies that have no assets with which to cover claims, and collateralized debt obligations, the proposition that if you put a whole bunch of bad loans together, they fuse into a AAA-rated investment. Cap and trade holds that if you give companies the right to pollute a little more than their present rates, but no more than that, then let them trade those rights among themselves to increase their pollution or get compensation for decreasing their pollution, then voila, the market will limit pollution and no one loses money. Environmentalists buy into this crock because they think the same way the Obama administration thinks. If we're nicer to our enemies and give them some of what they want, they will be nicer to us. Ironically, partly because the environmentalists bought into it, suspicious knuckle-draggers saw to it that cap-and-trade was defeated by the U.S. Senate 3 years ago. It would be funny, except it isn't. Cap-and-trade was bolted onto the economy of the European Union in 2005. It didn't work for the reason it always doesn't work. The initial rights to pollute were so generous, no one had any reason to spend any money to get around them. Of course, the only reason it gets past the industrial money changers in the first place is that it's painless, which is also the reason it doesn't work. Now that the price of carbon as set by market forces in Europe is effectively zero, they are interring cap and trade in a plot right next to subprime mortgages. Spain embraced industrial renewables with the zeal of the born again 10 years ago. Sun farms spread across its land like a rash, dumping kilowatts into the national grid. This was done not because the financials were particularly attractive by themselves, nor because of a fervor to save the country from climate change, because the government, worried about importing 90% of its energy, offered a guaranteed rate of return on these solar industries of 20% per annum for 25 annums. They thus created a bubble that A, never provided more than 4% of the country's electricity, and B, very nearly bankrupted the government. When the government had to renege on the profit guarantees, the bubble burst. The lessons have been taught many times over, but learned by few. There are only two ways to stop pollution: make it illegal and put people in jail who do it anyway, and or make it more expensive than not polluting and collect the fines and the taxes. The only way to make renewable energy sustainable is to make your energy where you use it, trying to force it into the industrial template of huge plants and distribution networks does not work. And still, we who have the vote seem to be determined to reward our politicians for seeming to do something, and to punish them if they actually do something. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.